My name is Clara Kirby.
Yeah.
And I live on Spring Lane, Lumley.
Yes. And how old are you?
84.
Mm-hmm. So you were born in which year?
I was born in the year 1899, December.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you tell me anything about your parents and your family?
My father was born at Lumley, up Cornwall's Hill. But my mother, she was born at Sutton-on-Trent.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Your brother and sister?
My sister was born at Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother was born at Lumley up Green Lane.
And were they older than you?
Yes. My brother was 6.5 years older than me. My sister was 8 years older than me.
Is the house still there?
The house is still there, but it's recently been sold.
Yeah. Was it a good sized house? You were comfortable?
Yes, it was a detached with 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was big for those days.
A kitchen, which of course scullery.
Yeah.
Pantry, living room, and front room or parlour, they used to call it.
Don't suppose you had a bathroom, did you?
No, not then. There wasn't any about.
What did you do for water?
Oh, there was a cellar, one for coal, and one for a keeping cellar,
mm-hmm.
where you could keep flitches of bacon after they'd killed a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And mother used to make pork pies and black puddings.
Yeah.
And the hams used to hang up down the cellar. And my father always had little calves, which he bought, and then kept them till they got fed up, grown up. And then there was somebody they used to call drovers, took them to market.
Mm-hmm.
That to walk.
Yeah.
From Lumley to cattle market.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep chickens?
Oh yes, a lot of fowls, because they've got a big run on the grass, big grass run.
And did you grow your own vegetables?
Yes, at one time. There was a vegetable garden, well it was a ploughed one, and then years after it was turned into grass.
Mm-hmm.
I grew all the fruit and potatoes and beans and peas and gram vegetables, as well as the raspberries and currants and gooseberries. Then there's the fruit trees, such as apples, pears and plums.
Mm-hmm.
Several kinds of plums.
Yeah.
And apples.
Because you had to make all your own jam and everything.
Oh yes,
those days, didn't you?
Mother made all her own jam.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any water in the house, or did
no
you have to
water? Well, there was a pump over the sink.
Yeah.
And there's also a cistern in the yard, backyard, for the rainwater.
Yeah.
Which they called soft water.
Yes, I remember that.
And that was for washing with.
Yeah. And drinking?
Drinking water was the hard water. There was a pump at the bottom of Green Lane, against the woodlark. The one we had over the sink was hard water.
And you had all lamps, I suppose?
Yes, paraffin lamps.
Paraffin lamps, yes.
Some of them were standard, as you had on the table.
Yeah.
Then later on in years, there was the hanging lamps came out, which was a round burner.
Mm.
When you turned it up too high, the glass used to crack.
Yes. Were your parents strict with you?
Fairly.
Well, you were happy, though.
I was
though.
The youngest, you see, and I got off very light.
Uh-huh.
But when these glasses cracked, that was it.
Yeah.
They used to be 6.5p.
Yeah.
From the shop down the road.
Yes. What about your father? What work did he do?
Well, he was a joiner, undertaker, and cabinet maker, and wheelwright. But he worked at Gedling Colliery, as far as I remember. And as near as I can tell you, he was there that had just started, at, perhaps just before I was born or just after, I don't quite know which. It was when I was a baby, anyway.
They were just sinking the pit then, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So in a way you were fairly comfortably off. Well, you don't remember a lot of poverty or unemployment.
No poverty,
like
but
you had to be careful.
Father worked very hard because when he finished at the pit, he worked in the orchard. And then the joint, the shop, what we call the workshop, which is still there, which Mr. Savage has now.
Yeah.
That's where they did the work, made the coffins and all that, and cart wheels.
Yeah.
Before they went down to the blacksmith.
There was a blacksmith?
Yes.
Just over the road, wasn't there?
Well, it was down the main street.